Hello and welcome to Why is Harriet Crying? Our guest today is my cat.
Hello.
Iola. She's sat on the chair, on the guest chair.
What is her name?
Iola. What do you think her name is?
That's not how you spell her name. Iola.
she's rubbing her head quite repeatedly on the chair. If you watch on our YouTube channel, you can see this, but if not, it's probably not very exciting.
How do you spell her name? How do you spell
I-O-L-A, her? Iola.
Oh, I thought it was something else.
Well, we call her Isla.
Right. Well, what? So how am I supposed to deal with that?
We call her Isla.
Well, so what's her name?
Iola.
So what's Isla?
It's just a shorter version of Iola.
Why do you just call her Isla?
Well, because she was born Iola. Like, that was her birth name. But Iola is quite a mouthful. So, because it's got like three syllables.
Yeah.
Like, maybe your first name was, you were originally called Sinoala. Sinoil.
Well, my first name is Sunil Kumar.
See, you're exactly the same.
Yeah, but Isla is not short for Iola.
Yeah, Iola, Isla.
Where did you get the name Iola from?
She named herself, we've said this before, she went through the name book, she pointed the name Iola. She named herself Iola.
And you then named her Isla.
Well, we just abbreviated it.
But Isla isn't short for Iola. Isla is just another
name. How do you know what is short for Iola? How many Iolas do you know?
Io.
What?
That's short for Iola.
That's still a mouthful.
Well, an Isla. It's still two syllables.
Yeah, but Io feels like more, like there's more happening. Isla, it's easy. God, why do you have to question everything? It's just a cat. Are you just going on your phone now?
I'm putting it on airplane mode. It was on.
The cat is just.
Is she gone?
No, she's just like, just having a nice time, just sat on the chair.
So do you cry much?
When?
No, the cat.
The cat?
Yeah.
What does the cat cry?
It's our guest.
She cried the whole way. Are you interviewing her?
Yeah.
She cried the whole way back to Kent. We brought her back to Kent for Christmas. She cried the whole way.
She got an itchy head.
Meow. I think she's like very into that chair right now. She's rubbing
It's quite a violent scratch she's doing on there. A bit worried about her.
Her head repeatedly. Oh dear. I don't really know what's happening. Can you see this on the video?
Not when she's down there.
No, she's just going to sleep on the chair now. Yeah, she's really, I don't really know.
Well, she's not our guest today.
She's not the guest. We've got another guest coming.
We should get her on one day, though.
We should. Is this the door? Was that Anne? Hello?
Hello, I'm really
Annie's
oh
here.
Oh, my God, Annie. Jesus Christ.
Come in, Annie.
Where's my phone?
We're back. Annie's here.
Hello.
Hello. We just were having a very interesting conversation about wet nurses. I'm not quite sure how it got to that topic, but Sunil has a very strong opinion about it.
I think we have
you
a lot
seem
of young
to know
listeners.
A lot about wet nursing, so you just wanted to share what you know.
I don't know anything about women's stuff.
Have you just been said a wet very nurse confidently. Before?
Have I done this before?
Have you ever been on a podcast?
Have you been a wet nurse?
Yes. Men can.
No. No, none of the information you're saying very confidently is true.
I think if you have to have had a baby, then men probably can't be wet
nurses. But you believe that any woman could be a wet nurse. Is it from childhood or...
No, from Twitter.
Elderly. Oh, that's where you learned that.
What a minefield.
Yeah.
What an absolute minefield.
Yeah, well...
I'm sorry I was wrong. I can't even look at either.
Well, we don't know. I could be wrong. Any woman
no,
could
I think
be
you're
a
right. You're
wet
right.
nurse. I just
Google it. You've got everything there.
Fine.
You've got Google there.
I don't know if you've
maybe use
got Flash podcast.
I try not to use Google because there's one that plants a tree if you use it. My dad keeps telling me about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then it's not actually, you'd get so used
but also,
to Google.
Who's sort of checking that? Are they planting a tree?
Yeah, I know.
Who watches the watchman?
But then what's Google doing? They're just doing worse things, aren't they?
They're cutting down a tree every time.
they're literally doing the opposite. Yeah.
You got your phone there just so you can sort of text while we're...
Yeah, just got the whole thing here, really, so I can just... A woman employed to suckle another woman's child.
Yeah. Maybe I was
Yeah, see, look, no. Often a wet nurse would be breastfeeding her own baby at the same time as breastfeeding the other baby, whose mother may or may not have died. A lot of mothers upper class were instructed to bind their breasts so that milk would dry up. They had the milk, but they were not allowed to feed their babies.
Why not?
This, what is a wet nurse salary?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're thinking about going into this.
Oh, I was going to get, okay, I'll go 12 grand. Probably if men did it, it'd be 15.
A $1,000 a week.
Oh my God, I'm going to do that.
$52,000 a year?
What's that in pounds?
Do mothers get turned on by breastfeeding? That's another question.
But then you couldn't do it for the whole year, could you?
No, it's not like a salary. Babies.
Yeah, which you couldn't do every
year. You could have two babies in a year.
You could have two babies in a year.
I could have two babies in a year. I can do what I want.
How, what's the most number of babies? There's a question there. You can't have more than one.
No, because if you. What's the Nine most months? Number of babies? Okay.
How early can you
in
be?
One go?
Two.
No.
Who's that?
No, because what's the most number of babies a woman has had in one go? Octuplets.
Sorry,
or
what are you talking about?
Oh, I see.
Okay, yeah, yeah, well done. Oh, you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Traditionally, a wet nurse was someone who already did have a baby or had nursed babies before. It doesn't say it's not impossible, though, but I really believe you can't just suddenly turn it on. Like,
welcome to the podcast, by the way.
Should we both try? Oh, yeah, we're being filmed.
Really vivid pictures.
Yeah, is that right?
Yeah, I'll just look that way.
Well, please write in of your own wet nursing experiences or if you should know.
I don't know who our listenership is.
Maybe please we've got some wet nurses.
Just exclusively wet nurses. Finally, they're talking about something relevant to us.
So we haven't really introduced you. We just really got... we went really deep into the topic of wet nursing.
Yeah.
It's Annie. Annie McGrath's here. Annie
McGrath. Oh, he's met me. You don't need to.
I don't know what I'm telling you. When Sunil,
hello.
Sunil took over and he was kind of hosting and then it became very awkward and everyone was looking out. So I'm trying to make it more a conversation.
Oh, so I shouldn't look at the camera.
You can look at the camera, but we're just trying to make it more natural. But Sunil set a weird tone.
It's not
so we're
the whole
trying to
thing down the lens.
Yeah,
like that.
Exactly.
Straight down
well,
the lens.
Not many people watch it on YouTube. So there'll be very few people that will understand what you're doing right there.
Right.
Everyone else will be listening. But Annie just looked into the camera. It's very difficult, the two mediums.
I think just have
just
fun.
Act natural.
Just enjoy yourself.
Just enjoy myself again. Oh, God, I don't know if
it's
I can
hard,
do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Time's ticking on, though.
You've got a musical talk. What is the musical you're going to see?
Six.
Oh, yeah. You told me about this last night.
You didn't like the sound of it at all.
Well... What, I can't remember the premise. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning we were having this conversation at a rave.
Oh my God, this is so unfair.
Yeah, we went raving.
Sorry, we were at a rave. Where were you? Oh, you couldn't get in because your husband didn't have ID.
This is so unfair. Were you still there at 3 a.m. drinking?
What?
This is fucking bullshit, Sunil. You only drink. I bet you were waiting to see if I got in and when I didn't get in, you started drinking.
No, I was drinking
before
that.
No, he was celebrating you not getting in.
What time did you go?
About 3:30.
No, arrive.
Oh, about well, 10.
No, you said go. You knew what I meant, the opposite.
What time did you arrive?
I arrived, I had another 30th to go to first, so I think I arrived about 11:30 p.m.
This is so unfair. I could have had such
when
a nice
time. When
did
you arrive and then leave?
Around, I did a gig and then I got, why are you laughing?
It's just funny.
And then, well, we arrived, but then Bobby lost his debit card in the taxi. So then we had to chase down the taxi.
He didn't tell that part of the story.
No, we didn't, no. And then I had to get in and then I managed to find it with my phone. And the taxi driver was very friendly. And I thought Bobby was rubbing me on the back, but it was him. And he was going,
ooh, oh my God.
He said, you're a good lady. And then apparently when I wasn't there, he told Bobby he should hang on to me. And treat me with respect.
Because you've got his debit card.
Because I can find debit cards. Anyway, then we went to the wrong place. Then we eventually found it and Bobby wasn't allowed in.
But you did the kind thing of going home with him.
I know. I don't really know why I do. I should have just gone in probably. But
Are you annoyed because Sunil doesn't drink with you?
He will only drink with me.
But I'm only drinking in January now.
Yeah, I'm drinking a lot more in January. What about this bottle of Prosecco? Is this just sort of torn?
This is a tablescape, actually. We always decorate the table. Mm. Yeah, so...
It looks beautiful.
It's just for...
I didn't know it was a tablescape. I've been eating the limbo.
Well, yeah, you're eating our tablescape, actually.
H for Harriet.
Yeah, my sister got me that. It's a dinosaur wearing a tutu.
Yep.
These are Bobby's sunglasses that he got.
Oh, nice.
Anyway, talking of musicals, I wish I'd seen the time that you both did a musical together.
Oh my God.
It's available on film. Someone's filmed it.
I've got a copy, yeah.
You've
got
it.
I sent it to you, didn't I?
Yeah, what? Yeah. Fine.
It was the best night of my life.
It was exhilarating.
What did we perform? It's a Hard Knock Life from Annie, the musical.
And then we also had In the Locker, which we didn't do, I'd Do Anything from Oliver, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was fun working with you, given that you've never seen any musicals ever. So every song I suggested, which was a classic, you were like, I have no idea what Oliver is.
Maybe it's because like you have Annie the musical named after you, but there's no Sunil the musical.
Yeah. Yeah.
yet.
It's time for me to get to work.
What would your musical be about, do you think?
My arc, my life.
What is your arc? Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it a bit like Noah's
Arc? We
haven't reached
the redemptive bit yet, haven't we?
Yeah.
Hero's journey, that kind of vibe. You know?
What's the sort of jeopardy? That you smoke?
Yes. Will he stop? Won't he stop?
Trying to avoid.
Will he do hypnotherapy? Don't know. It's something to work on, isn't it? I mean, it's not a very interesting story at the moment.
Well, because you don't move very much. You're quite slow moving. So to watch it would be very slow.
Mesmerizing.
It would be the opposite of a musical, which is very generally quite high energy.
Oh, is it?
And fun.
Yeah.
You are the opposite of that.
Well, we're going to do a musical about the dead wives of Henry VIII. I don't know if that's going to
Yes, but good. I think it's like a feminist uprising.
Yeah.
So do they behead him?
No.
Oh, I don't know what happens.
Six times they kill him. Six times.
Yeah, I don't know.
Where is it on?
The Arts.
Yeah, very near to Leicester Square Station because I think we're going to go to the Pret a Manger on the way.
Wow.
So really big. Yeah, so that's what you're missing out on, Eddie. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to go. Pret's more of a lunchtime place.
I know.
For me,
I want to go to Itsu, but I don't know of any near there.
How long will the musical be?
Near Leicester Square.
I think it might be quite short because it was on in Edinburgh, but it's also on Broadway.
Mm. You could go to Chinatown to celebrate Chinese New Year.
Yeah, but not with their dietary requirements.
I can go wherever I want.
Is that right?
I can go wherever I want.
And vegan.
Ah, yeah.
I can go wherever I want.
You just can't eat.
Just keep saying it. Yeah, I just can't eat.
I can walk into any restaurant.
Yeah, I can go wherever I like. Anyway, so I won't look this up right now, but actually I am. How long is 6 musicals? I'm already doing it. 75 minutes running time.
Break. Ooh,
I don't think there is. Is there an interval? It says
unnecessary at 75, isn't it?
1 hour 15. No interval.
I'd still like
fucking
an interval.
Great.
Well, 1 hour 15 musical.
Yeah.
You want
45 minutes.
You want
break.
An interval. 58 minutes and then the final 17. Great.
That's lovely. Less than an hour and a half. I'm tempted now, just because it's so short.
Yeah. I go home and watch really into The Cheer on Netflix.
Oh, I might just go out and have a few drinks.
Fine, do that. Sorry, that was really loud. That was really loud. I surprised myself. Yeah. And that was too aggressive.
Oh, thanks for having me. Have we started yet? I'm a bit confused.
It's very much happening.
It's
now.
A confusing format. There's not really kind of, what would you say the format is?
You've got it written down.
I know. This is just the running time of
this is how we prepare for the podcast. I turn up.
Oh, you've prepared?
I turn up. We potter about for a bit, just
eat some
circling
chocolate.
Around each other here. Yeah. And then she goes, well, what are we going to talk about?
I think I interrupted because I arrived 15 minutes early.
No, we were actually recording then. It didn't seem like we were because we were arguing over my cat's name.
Yeah.
But then you walked through the door. So that was, we were doing the introduction so that you didn't have to sit through it because we have done the introduction while the guest has been sat in the corner and it's not very fun for them.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's our podcast.
So what's on the agenda?
Nothing really, just a chat with Annie.
Okay.
We've kind of covered everything.
I'm free.
Yeah, so Annie, have you got anything to say about yourself?
Well, you said to think about a time that I've cried.
Yeah,
that's kind of
the idea, but not like some people we accidentally, and then it goes really bleak.
Okay, I nearly cried today.
Okay.
On my podcast.
You're using this as a chance to advertise your own podcast.
That's what you're here for.
Oh, that's why people go on podcasts.
Yeah.
But I have another thing that we can fall back on.
Let's hear them both.
Boring. I recorded a podcast which is called Secret Artists.
Who's been on it? Me? Have you?
You've been on it? No,
Snell's
not yet.
Been invited.
Not yet.
No, actually, not invited.
I was tapped up to be on it last night, actually.
No.
Oh, yeah.
I've got strong opinions on art.
I do as well, actually. What are yours?
Harriet doesn't like paintings with boats in. Or God. Or what was the other thing?
Landscapes, because you could just look out a window.
Why do you like paintings of God?
It's not like I can't really remember. But it's
I can't really remember my opinion.
Yeah.
The Jesus ones are very gory.
Yeah.
And they're very boring.
Yeah.
It's the same thing over and over. Like, I get it. I read the book. You know what I mean? Like, it's...
You read the book, have you?
Yeah. I read the book. I've heard the stories,
I
think.
Which book?
You know that big one? The Bible.
Yeah. All of it? You've read all of it?
Yes.
No. That's not true.
No, no one's read it all.
Yeah, you haven't read it all.
Elliot
You
has.
Read the Spark Notes.
Elliot. Oh, yeah, Elliot actually
nearly
has.
There,
He's nearly there.
But not the Old Testament. Oh, you've done both?
From the New now.
Right. Okay.
The old is better, isn't it?
A bit more fire and brimstone, isn't it?
Sean likes the new better rather than the old better.
Right.
It's another podcast. Oh, Elliot and Sean read the Bible.
Is anyone not doing a podcast?
Me, currently.
What are your opinions on art?
Well, I just spouted some last night. Mm. It's about interesting theories that I've read about.
Well, save that for my podcast. Okay, I'll tell you about why I nearly cried.
Okay, go on.
You can't say that interesting.
Thank you for taking control of the podcast.
Yeah. I think what you need is a host.
We finally found a host 3 years later.
So I got Dan Cook, who's a very funny comedian, yes, on the podcast. And I thought, oh, he'll be really nice and friendly.
And he made you cry?
He nearly made me cry. Because at the end, we paint whilst we chat. And then at the end, we review each other's work. And generally, because I think people are a bit timid about their own work, and because it's my podcast, they generally mark me quite high.
Oh, you mark each other's work.
We mark each other's work. And I'm always like, oh, don't feel you have to mark me high because it's like my
out
podcast.
Of 10 or something.
It's out of 10, yeah. Commitment, okay, technique, and then an overall grade. And then I didn't even say that to him. And he basically gave me 2 out of 10 for one of them and then 3 out of 10 for the other. And I'm a bit hungover. And I felt so vulnerable. And he was shouting at how bad the head was. I was so sad.
We need to see this piece of art.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a painting of Mr. T.
Okay. Okay.
Well, a model of... It's not as bad as it sounds. This was my picture. I just fucked up the head a bit. But it's not 2 out of 10.
No, it's not.
Absolutely not 2 out of 10. You've
what
got
have you done
feet
with the head?
There.
It's just a blob.
I think
similar, though?
He's seeing this a bit too, like, come dine with me. He's trying to, like, mark down,
maybe.
I think, thinking that it's going to get him better points.
But you know when you're like, I can tell this conversation is funny, but I'm going to burst into tears.
Yeah, yeah. I wish you had.
Not quite.
Did he notice that you're upset?
I think so.
And stop or keep
I
going?
I said I'm not going to plug anything that he's doing or mention his Twitter.
But I, because I wouldn't think you were that emotional. I like that.
I think I cry quite a lot when I'm, like, hungry or I worry that I'm not going to get enough sleep. That's the big one.
Yes, like, I have that as well. Yeah,
yeah. And I'm like, I'm not going to get 8 hours sleep. And then you get worked up and you're like, anything that's going to prevent you from sleeping is so terrible.
Really?
Yeah, the thought of it, that's so interesting because I have that and I've never really thought about it. But like a long flight or like going somewhere where you don't have anywhere that's like private that you can sleep or like...
What? Or just like faffing around and being up too late and then you're like, I've got to get up early and...
It's fine. Why don't you just get up early and then you'll be tired. It's fine.
Yeah, but
there's people like you that don't understand.
Yeah, I don't
how important sleep
is.
Yeah,
you don't
sleep
understand.
Is important. Sleep is very important.
He chooses that moment to look at the camera.
Sleep is actually important.
Who are you telling?
Everyone. Elliot. I thought Elliot was silently judging me. Yeah.
I think maybe this is a massive generalization, but more of a male thing to not really think about the value of sleep.
Men, I would say, don't think about future you as much as... So I worry very much about me in the future.
Is that a reference to my Nationwide advert?
No.
Where I talk about future me.
Oh, that's a good point, actually.
Have you just come on here to plug your Nationwide
advert? Please continue watching the advert.
I don't think you think about because otherwise a lot of your behaviour you wouldn't do if you thought for a moment about you in the future.
Nor would you.
I just can't function very well when I'm
Thank you.
Tired.
Yeah, thank me you neither.
Sorry,
yeah.
Should I take control?
Thank you for bringing it back to what we should be talking about.
But yeah, most recently nearly cried today.
Just going back to the sleep. 8 hours isn't the right figure, though, apparently, because it should be in 90-minute cycles. So 7.5 is, like, perfect.
Really?
Yeah, because if you get woken up in the middle of a cycle, you're incredibly groggy. So ideally, you wake up at the end of a 90-minute cycle.
Oh, yeah, and you can get those alarms that wake you up when you're in sort of light sleep.
Yeah, I've got one. Yeah, it's great. Hmm. It's sort of the light comes on slowly and brings you out slowly out of deep sleep.
Yeah, I've got one of those.
Yeah, yeah.
Sad lamp.
Yes.
I've got a sad lamp over there.
Where is it?
Just that little thing. It looks like an iPad, but it's a sad lamp.
Does it work?
I don't know. I just blast my face in the morning.
Blast
it.
It's really strong with the sad lamp.
Oh, right.
In the morning, yeah. Do you think all this tech stuff, though, that like you are using it, like, and actually, because I was reading an article and then there was this guy who's like teched everything. I don't know what the phrase is, where they like
hacked.
Yeah. They like biohack like their whole life and everything is done. And then he was like, but I think the truth is most people are just really unhappy. And does it even really matter in the end?
Oh, that's a positive outlook.
Do you think that's what you're doing?
I think
you're hiding behind all your technology.
I think everyone's hiding behind something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Ever since, the disappearance of God from Western society, I think we've all been looking for something. 70s? The 70s? Don't know. 60s, actually.
When did EastEnders start?
After the 70s.
Okay, so it wasn't that.
What's the?
I don't know, I was trying to think. Dirty Dirt.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think what happened in the '70s that got rid of God.
No, I don't know what when it was exactly. Yeah. But the whole like the
people '60s, the like revolution.
I think but like the fact that people are always searching for some sort of meaning, whether it's through like politics or whether it's like you know, wanting to save the world in some way or change the world in some way. It's kind of a search for something to fill the hole.
Yeah.
That's not what we normally do on this podcast.
I know. Annie's made us go really deep, actually.
This is more serious than I thought it would be.
We usually have a bit of serious.
Yeah, it's actually a very intellectual podcast, Annie.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
But that makes me really sad, thinking about that stuff. I'll do anything to not think about that hole.
Death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bought you a soda stream. That should fill the hole, briefly.
Sunil bought me a soda stream.
That's so nice.
Yeah, but the prop, it's actually not that nice.
What do you have? Do you just have like plain soda?
I've been going on about it for a year.
Okay.
I've been asking Sunil to buy me a soda stream for a year, and then like sending him messages and being like, look at this soda stream, is that nice? And like, but then now he's bought it for me, I feel incredibly guilty and like bad.
Well,
like
this is the thing, like,
I've made him buy me a soda stream.
Sounds like you have.
Yeah. That's exactly what's happened.
You didn't actually, you only wanted it because other people had one.
And because...
Who else had one?
Me.
All right. Did you just give her yours?
No, I can't. It's for the benefit
of my
house.
Is it an official soda stream, though?
Yeah.
What do you put in it? Is it like plain soda water?
Water, yeah. Just
but do you have like Ribena with it?
You can get flavouring, but don't bother with the flavourings. It's not very nice.
It's not nice.
It's just sugar
syrup.
Yeah,
I remember when I was younger, I had the flavours. They're really nice.
But you could add your own flavour or have like apple juice and then put soda in it.
Might explode. I think if you just put apple juice in.
Oh, but in the cup, I mean. And then pour half.
Oh, yeah. You can just add fizzy water to apple juice.
Why is mine in the shape of a dolphin?
What?
My soda stream.
It's not.
Okay, never mind. It
isn't.
What is it in the shape of?
Unless the dolphin is the shape of a bottle.
Oh, I need to see it.
I'll show you a picture.
Okay, that's weird. I'll show you a picture. Dolphin.
Have you seen a dolphin?
Wait, there's like a bottle.
What?
Anyway, that you do get bottleneck.
Bottleneck is traffic, isn't it?
Anyway.
Don't help her.
Anyway.
I think she's got a point.
Thank you. But now I feel bad. And it's your birthday. So what?
Feel bad?
It's your birthday.
Not today.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
What date?
23rd.
Well, actually, it will be in the past now because the way we're doing this podcast.
Did you have a nice birthday?
Oh, such a lovely birthday. I had half a bottle of Baileys on my own in my living room.
No, we were there with you, me and Elliot.
Oh, yes, you were.
How do you find having a January birthday?
I used to be like, I just don't celebrate it. I don't really do anything for it.
Yeah, I slightly resent people that celebrate their January birthdays.
Bobby's is the 5th of January.
Oh,
that's a tough birthday.
Capricorn.
Yeah.
Bobby.
His name is Bobby.
Yes, Mr. Capricorn.
Yeah.
I don't mind it. I'm fine with it because I don't really want it. I can't be asked to have to do something for my birthday, really. I did it once. The last time I had a party, it was just too much.
Yeah, you got very out of control.
Too much as in
I fell
too
asleep.
Much pressure.
I fell asleep.
It got violent.
Midnight. I got violent. I didn't get violent. Wow.
You did?
I just showed you a kettlebell. I wasn't swinging it at you.
You swung it at my face very violently. And then you showed me all your trophies and then you fell asleep, hugging your trophy.
Very violent.
Very violent.
What trophies have you got?
Well, thankfully, thank you for asking.
Reading New Act of the Year 2011.
Piccadilly New Act of the Year 2013.
I don't know. Well done. I don't know. I don't know what trophies you have. I know the Reading one because
what?
Nothing since 2013.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Waiting for you to get on with the rest of the podcast.
This is kind of the podcast. We just chat. Like, this is the podcast. Stop acting like I've got some secret
doing this
to the podcast.
When I hosted the last one.
Yeah, but you were making it very uncomfortable.
How?
And now you're making it uncomfortable again. So
when's
you're the
last
factor.
Time you cried?
Thank you, Annie, again, for taking control
Annie's
of this podcast.
In charge. It was actually last night watching this Netflix documentary, Cheer. It's about a cheerleading squad and I was sobbing.
Oh, dear. What happens?
Well, they fall on their head a lot. But
you related to that?
I really related. Well, yeah, well, one of them, they were like, they've had concussion 5 times. And Bobby was like, fuck, that's going to give them lifelong brain damage. And I was like... I've had concussion 5 times, and he was like,
"Oh shit!"
Like Aaron Hernandez.
Who?
Aaron Hernandez.
I don't know who that is.
There's a documentary about him on Netflix. He's an American football player who had lots of concussions.
Yes.
Ended up killing everyone, like shooting everyone.
Yeah, you're not supposed to head of the ball anymore in football.
Yes, yeah, because it's so over bad time for your it can
brain.
Yeah, give you trauma. You've had concussion how many times?
Well, probably around five. I've been hospitalized twice with it, but the other times I didn't.
How do you concuss yourself?
A fall on your head often.
But how?
Fall on your head.
A fall on your head often.
Yeah, that's often.
How did you fall on your head?
Yeah, I don't think it's caused any problems.
The worst one was when I was in primary school and I was running. I was running because everyone else started running and I was like, oh, God,
and you fell on your head.
And then I fell on my head. And then I started vomiting. And then I had to go to the hospital. But then I think they felt a bit guilty because, like, I was going to say the Prime Minister, but that's not the name. The headmaster.
Completely fine. No head injury whatsoever.
The headmaster had to come and visit me.
The Prime Minister came and visited me, of course.
And then I had to spend the night. But yeah, and then another time I fell down the stairs, which was difficult, actually, because the stairs went around a corner. So I don't know how
a spiral staircase.
Yeah, like I went, no, but like down, and then they went.
Where was this?
Back in our old house. And then I had to go.
In your own house. Wow. In your own house. Okay.
And there was another time, but I don't remember that one.
It's quite hard to fall on your head, isn't it?
Well,
do you not put your arms out?
A big head.
But do you not put your arms out? You just tuck them aside and let your head take the brunt of it.
Quite slow moving. Maybe my reactions are not very quick.
Let's get your thick head in there.
So I protect my hands and then I keep my hands back in my head. My head takes it.
My head takes it.
Hands are in perfect condition.
Yeah, they're not actually have eczema on them at the moment. So I'm going to try and keep them.
Sorry for bringing that up.
Thank you for apologising. So yeah, that's so anyway, it wasn't the reason why I was crying. There was a really nice man called Jerry in it, and he was so sweet, and he had a very hard childhood, but he is the happiest, loveliest person. And
you cried because he was happy despite his childhood.
Oh, we're talking about the documentary.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, the Prime Minister. Yeah. So it was really lovely. So that's what I was just sobbing.
Have you
just
ever cried?
Sobbing away.
Yeah, I've cried, yeah.
When I can't imagine
eight,
it.
When
you were eight.
That's the last time
I have cried. I just told you, I watched Creed 2, the boxing film.
You didn't actually cry, though.
Yeah, I was like a bit tearful. I was like, that is a sad film. That's a sad bit in the film.
That's not the same.
Huh? Well, that is the same.
No, thinking that is sad isn't crying.
No.
That is sad.
That is sad.
No, tears in my eyes, definitely. Yeah, defo, yeah.
Yeah, but do they pop out or stay in?
I cry every morning when I'm at the train station. Because
no, that's
the wind
cold
gets
wind in your eyes. Right. That's not, you're not crying.
Oh, I get that. If you lie on one side, then one eye just like waters out. I don't think that's crying.
No, do you ever get the watery eye, but then it goes back in the tear duct and it stings? I get that.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
What's that game, pinball or something? You're trying to get it back in.
Get that ball through the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that with tears every morning. Just move my head around
and back in the eyes.
That's disgusting.
But yes, I have.
When do you cry when you're hungry? I'm really interested in that.
Well, maybe it's not so much crying, more just like
hysterical, yeah, kind of, yeah.
Like can't concentrate on anything. Yeah. But then if someone will say, like, are you just hungry? That's so annoying.
It's so annoying, yeah. Because
you're like, yes!
Yeah, obviously. And you're not making it any better, so why are you bringing it up? You're making it worse.
Give me some fucking food.
I wouldn't, I don't think I've ever seen you upset.
No, I don't think
you have. No, see, that's why it's really interesting to hear that, because I'd say you're a very together person.
Yeah, I think I'm fairly together, but then I am also a bit.
I think it comes out
a mess.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You think it comes out what?
I think it comes out more as I thought. If you would be upset, it'd be more through anger rather than tears.
Oh, right.
You see her as an angry woman.
Thank you.
Yeah. A furious, furious, angry
furious
woman.
We
trained pretty hard at the musical. That is real.
Like, you've seen my choreography.
Yeah. Wow. You've seen the real Annie. Oh my God. I can't imagine.
Throw out the costumes yesterday.
What?
I threw out our costumes.
Why?
So sad.
I know.
Did you charge the shop? Did you just put them in the bin?
Who's going
to? Oh sakes, my!
I'll get them out of the bin when I get back.
Someone's going to put something in the bin.
They're like brand new top hats.
Why wouldn't you brand keep new them what? In case you need
brand
them?
Brand new top hats.
Did you ask Annie if she wanted it back?
He did ask me a while ago, and yeah, I was like, if you're not going to keep them, give them to a charity
yes,
shop.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, I gave them to charity.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. How do you know? Because you said you put them in the bin.
Because my face.
You already said about the bin.
I get
also,
the bin.
You live like on Green Lanes. There's only charity shops.
There's one.
Turkish restaurant. No, there's loads.
We've got Marie Curie.
Marie Curie, the Salvation Army.
Is there?
Another cancer one.
All right, well, I'll put it there.
You put that way above your head, that cup of tea.
I was trying to block out Annie's judging face with my cup of tea.
You moved the cup of tea to cover your eyes. Yeah. That was really sad, actually.
Why is that sad? That's normal. That's normal. I was experiencing trauma and I was trying to block it out by blocking Annie. No, I'll get them out of there.
Wow.
I've got a lot to take down to charity shop anyway.
All in the bin now.
Think of some poor child that wants to do Annie the Musical and then doesn't have a costume, and then yours is just in the bin. You're like, I've got too many Annie outfits, if anything. I've got to chuck them out.
And the Oliver Twist sort of waistcoat.
And your blazer. The waistcoat, yeah.
And my waistcoat.
And a cane. Because it came with a free cane.
We were so optimistic about getting to do an encore.
Yeah, I was saying to him, you were really worried. And I was like, really, don't worry about it. Like...
But we were like, we want to be prepared if we do have to do it.
Yeah.
But we were embarrassingly, we spent too much money on it.
We chucked a lot of money at the problem. Annie's quite competitive, you see.
Yeah.
So she really wanted to win. Whereas I was like, let's just do one and be like, that's enough. And let's have a gin and tonic after.
Oh, we had gin and tonic.
We had it on stage in the end.
Oh, we had a lot of drinks.
We had a lot of drinks, yeah.
I think we had half a bottle of Prosecco before we went on.
Yeah, you have to, though.
Yeah.
When me and Bobby did it, they didn't even ask us what our... ask us to prepare a second song.
Really?
And then we said, oh, we forgot to do a second song, and they said, yeah, we didn't ask you for a reason.
That's so rude. Wow.
Really rude. And then they said, as we were on stage, someone said, I think they had to say, please can you stop booing. Bobby said, it to be fair, if any time someone's gonna boo, this is the time.
Oh my god,
it was really bad.
I wish I'd seen that. Is there video footage of that?
I don't know, actually. The first one, oh, that was a car crash because I was on a lot of drugs and on crutches. And the second time, it just...
Yeah, cool.
Was chaos. Sure, yeah.
No further details.
Have we explained
that
to the what listeners what a musical is?
It's a show that comedians do, hosted by Jade Adams and Kiri. And
yes.
Dave Cribb is on the orchestra.
The band, yeah.
The band. Did you say orchestra?
No.
Okay. And the band, and comedians perform a song from a musical. That's why it's called a musical.
It's called
I've just remembered I bumped into Dave Cribbs at the rave last night.
Was he there?
Everyone was there. Seems like we had a great time.
We're seeing him later.
He said, I loved yours and Sunil's performance, and I was like, we want to do it again in London. And I actually said, we've still got the costumes, so you do have to get them out of the bin. And he was like, we'd love to have you back. And he was probably lying. But
we'd shift tickets, though. We're like, we'd shift some tickets with that.
Yeah.
Put up a little clip of that.
In the bin?
Well, get it out of the bin.
No, but
why is Evelyn putting pudding in the bin?
Did you say Evelyn put pudding in the bin?
Because the problem is if there's food in the bin.
But they might have a food bin.
Food would go on top of it.
Have you got a food bin?
It's a separate bag.
Yeah.
I'll get the bag out and it's got the costume in it.
But someone could have put milk. They could have poured milk in or yogurt.
No, Evelyn's lactose intolerant.
What about Chris?
Chris,
I don't think people pour milk in the bin. I don't think I've done that.
Your worst case scenarios are not thought out in any way. You know that.
Okay.
No one's poured milk or yogurt.
In the bin.
I put it in the bin.
Right. Well, I've got to go through the bins when I get home. That's one thing I've got to do.
Watch out for the milk.
Top hats, pudding.
Two top hats.
Okay.
The worst thing would be like nail clippings or something. That'd be the worst thing.
Bobby doesn't put them in the bin. He puts them in little piles. Which I find they're so neatly arranged. So these tiny little piles of clippings.
And then what happens to them?
Well, then I have to put them in the bin.
Oh, right. Toenails as well.
It's always toenails. I don't know what happens to his fingernails. It's always just toenails.
Bite them, is it?
I don't want to know.
Bite them, is it?
My clippers, I want to get some new ones, but the ones I've got at the moment are... they collect the nails immediately, like so.
What?
Wow!
Have you not seen those?
No, that's so
you have the best
Shoal
clippers.
One, so it has a plastic
really
case around it.
From. Good
so you clip
you.
And it goes straight inside.
Like one of those Hoovers that. Well, all Hoovers.
But, yeah, except it's the way it's cut is that the way when it cuts it flicks inside.
That is so clever.
It's really great.
How much are we talking?
£195.
£195.
Okay, yeah. You know, you bought Harriet SodaStream. Can you buy me the clip?
Yeah, I get on Amazon Prime.
Thank you.
You just have to send him messages for a year about it. And then he'll feel guilty. Okay, so how we end the episode is...
oh, we've done it. What we do.
How long have we... Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
good innings. Well done,
how
Annie.
We end it is that I'll tell you a sad story to try and make Sunil cry, and maybe I'll make you cry because you're quite emotional today.
Yeah, I am quite vulnerable.
Okay. Let me, just to give you a heads up, these stories are bullshit.
No, they're not bullshit. They're sad stories that make people feel something. So see...
I've been told quite often that I have a heart of stone, and when I watched The Notebook when I was at school, everyone would cry and I didn't cry.
Well, see, this
they're
is
like, you're dead inside.
But then you said you do cry. That's why I'm
yeah,
surprised.
But I think I don't really cry at like books or films, or like I don't really laugh at comedy. But then... In like real life, like hunger or tiredness, those are
if something is affecting you personally, then you feel sad. But if it's about somebody else, you don't get.
Well, no, I do feel sad, but the same as you, Sunil, being like,
you just deal with
this.
It.
Is sad.
I know that. Yeah.
I can see.
But then with
this
books and film, it's like I know what's happening because I understand the techniques being used to manipulate me into feeling sad.
That is sad.
Yeah, I get like tears in my eyes, same as you, but they don't drip out.
They never drip out.
You hold.
Not watching. I can't remember a film I've cried at. Or...
Try watching Creed 2.
Creed 2. Okay. Yeah. Do I have to see Creed 1?
Yeah.
Right, so I'm going to tell you about this. Okay. So...
This is from the Metro, is it? Okay. And I just, again,
crying.
Just as a warning, she's never read this before.
Okay.
This is the first time she'll be reading it.
She's crying.
Okay.
There we go.
A bath man fought off a rabid fox has been attacked again.
A bath man.
A bath man. I was in from man. Bath, you mean?
A bath.
Why are you laughing? Why are you crying?
Sorry, it just makes me laugh.
Is it a sad story or a funny one?
Did you say a bath man?
Yes.
What does that mean?
A man from Bath,
it's
I think.
It's just really unfortunate for this man. So this man, he's 88. And his Friday afternoon was going smoothly. So he just returned from the car. From the store, he parked his car, and when the door closed, I heard a little mew. And the retired
is this his words?
Chief, yes. The retired fire chief of Bath.
What a job.
He thought that the sound came from his cat, but then he looked, and it was a fox that was going to come at him. And he says the fox was able to take him down after passing.
Sorry, the fox was able to take him down after bouncing on him.
Did he kill it?
Yeah, pounced. So he's in pouncing, the middle of his driveway. He's trying to beat it off with a cane, and the cane kept breaking. It isn't fun. It's really serious.
How many times did the cane break on this?
Over and over again. Kenny was scratched and bitten all over his hands and face. Aww. He received treatment at the hospital. It's very sad, including stitches. It's very sad, but... the fox must have grabbed onto my eye. It's a wonder he didn't get the eyeball and pull the ball out. A nearby neighbour helped. The fox is still being tested.
The fuck?
The deputy chief. I don't know what.
Tested for what?
Why is this a funny story, Harriet?
Sorry, but because it's a cruel version of deja vu, because back in September, he strangled a rabid dog. No, fox. Sorry. He strangled a rabid fox to death with his foot. I don't even understand how that is possible.
Can I read this, please? Can I read?
Is she reading it off? I thought this was from her mind. How do you strangle something with a foot?
Yeah, what? He just stood
but
on it.
How unlucky for this to happen twice. So... Maybe, I don't know if it was a revenge attack because he killed the other one and then the other one came and found him in the car park. But
so
twice.
Last September he stood on a fox and killed
last September
it, like,
he
a
had to strangle
fox.
A rabid fox to death with his
and
foot.
And then another one came.
And then he was in a car park and then another one jumped on him.
It was probably a family member,
ground.
Don't you think?
Well, this is the thing. But the January attack was a bigger fox. The last one he could get with his foot, but this one, he was just strangling it with his bare hands, hoping it would stop clawing him. It's a situation he wouldn't wish on anyone.
It's very good of him.
He's afraid he was going to get loose and really chew him up. And so he's had to have treatment to see if he's rabies free. He's going to have to travel with a little more firepower. He's got a different
what
walking
do you mean?
Stick.
Oh. Has he lost an eye?
Yeah, no, that bit was horrible.
That was horrible. I'm sorry. I shouldn't be laughing.
Did he lose an eye, though?
It's just the way that it's happened twice. But it's a lot. Like, just be living your
life. But you were laughing quite a lot.
Because for it to happen twice, if you're just living your life and then a fox is just pouncing, what a way to live.
This is, I've always said,
he must be terrified.
He must be terrified.
But foxes are quite timid, I find.
I think it's a mixture. I'm laughing because it's a mixture of fear and amazement that this has happened to the same person twice. And why are they targeting him?
And why? How have they pulled his eyeball out?
Yeah, how do they pull the eyeball out, Harriet?
Yeah, Harriet.
I don't know, but it says if you come across a potentially rabid animal and it's asked to seek shelter. Sorry. Anyone who comes across a potentially rabid animal is asked to seek shelter.
It doesn't ask you to seek
shelter. You seek shelter from the animal.
Are you sure there's no animals with rabies in this country? Rabies has been eradicated.
It's in Bath in Maine.
Bath.
Oh, Bath, Bath in it.
It's really sad. I really feel for this man because it's really horrible. But I just, it's the coincidence. Do you see how this is?
Sad.
It almost doesn't sound real.
It's almost like it isn't true.
To be living your life, being attacked by foxes wherever you go, when they're not attacking everyone. Like other people, they're not attacking.
It's like my idea for a program, wasn't it, that we talked about when Chloe was on?
I don't remember.
Was it when Chloe was on? Or was the when like you just pick a random member of the public and you just punch them in the head once every couple of months and they'll slowly go mad, like out of nowhere?
It's just like that.
This is an idea for what sort of...
Pitching it to ITV2.
I think they go for it.
No, but it's a psychological torture, isn't it? It's like you never know when it's going to happen now. If it's happened twice,
that's
you're
the
scared
thing. This
forever.
This poor man is living on edge, other people are just frolicking like amongst the foxes, and it's fine.
People
whereas
are frolicking
here,
amongst
I don't
the
know what
foxes,
they're doing, but this man is living in fear.
It's a
but
shame,
then I also think he started it, didn't he?
By killing a fox.
By strangling a fox.
No, because they're rabies. I think with rabies, when you have rabies, you just attack. You attack. That's what rabies turns these foxes into, like, they attack things.
Right.
Yeah.
So rabid.
I don't know. Do you think that foxes do have revenge attacks?
No, I think if the second one was rabid as well, it just attacks humans.
But why him?
So they're two sort of random cases.
Yeah. And it's rabies, when an animal has rabies, it will attack. Mm. Yeah.
Yes.
And if you get rabies,
which I hope to God I won't.
Everyone.
Yeah.
No,
that's what I said to Bobby, because he kept petting like dogs in Sri Lanka. And I said, if you get rabies, I'm leaving you. I'm not. Mm. Because you brought this on yourself.
Mm. Fair enough.
Wow.
Thank you. Sorry, I just was afraid and...
Sorry, if Bobby got rabies,
you know the rabies...
Yes. Yeah, he brought it on himself. I told him. Don't pet the dogs.
The rabies jab, it only buys you 24 hours. It doesn't stop you from getting it.
So you have to get it every day?
You have to... Well, no, if you have the jab and then you get bitten, basically that gives you 24 hours to get to hospital.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't, like, stop you from getting the disease.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Sorry, you get injected and then you have to go to
hospital. As in, you know when you have like vaccinations before you go away?
Yes.
You get the one for rabies.
Oh, that's only a 24-hour
flight is like
period.
And it just buys you time. No, as in it doesn't...
Oh, so then you're vaccinated against it immediately infecting you when you do get bitten.
It doesn't mean that you have to get bitten in 24 hours of getting the vaccination.
So if you're going to get bitten, go out there and try and get bit quick.
It means that when you get bitten, you have to go to hospital straight away.
Right.
Within 24 hours.
Right.
You've still got time to get on the plane and go on holiday and stuff.
I think I was being mean to this man. I didn't mean to be mean to this man. I was just afraid. Like, this man is living in a horror film.
Yeah,
like,
that is awful.
Foxes.
Yeah, and also, one will be able to relate to him. Because he'll be around being like, oh, foxes are terrifying. And everyone will be like, you're a loser.
He's living in a whole different
after
world.
A life of public service as well.
I know.
Terrible.
Bath man.
And from Bath.
And he's from Bath.
Anyway,
thank
you so much. Yeah, I like that. Thank you for coming, Annie.
Thanks, Annie.
I recommend your podcast.
Oh, thanks.
I forgot what it was called.
Secret Artist.
That's why I said your podcast.
You did look at me,
and
but I liked leaving
secret,
this up.
But then I was like,
Secret Artist.
Yeah, secret
You've been
artist.
On it. You were great.
I know. I liked it.
With Iola the cat.
Yes, thank you.
Isla. And you're doing your show soon?
Oh, yeah. I'm doing my Edinburgh show at the Soho Theatre on
it's
the
great show.
17th and 18th of February. Ruari.
Lovely.
That's exciting.
You're not supposed to say that extra R in
Ruari.
February. No one says it.
February.
No one
February.
Says it.
February.
February. February.
Like Iola. February.
No, that you said too, you said too many R's.
February.
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 Anyway.
February.
The show's better than than my February stuff.
We're just previewing around the place. You can find my dates on www.harrietkemsley.com. And we're both doing the same date at the Vaults, which you could come to.
The 12th or the 11th?
The 12th, I believe.
February.
Festival in London.
I'm doing vaults in February.
What dates are you doing in February?
I think it's the 25th and 26th or 26th and 27th.
Is this all on your website? Have you got a website?
Yeah, I need to revamp it.
Yeah, website's
AnnieMcGrath.com.
SonalPatelComedy.com.
Oh yeah, I should look down the camera. Yeah. I'm on Twitter.
Yeah, follow Annie. She's gone viral.
Yeah, you did go viral. I saw somebody else, like, I think use your tweet in a tweet, and I was like, I think that's Annie's tweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Evelyn, wasn't it?
Evelyn stole your tweet, yeah.
People took the photo of the spinach and then put their own logos on it, like personal trainers, on Instagram. Quite weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's my kitchen bowl and table.
Wow.
So weird.
Yeah. Anyway.
Did numbers that tweet. Well done.
It's hard going viral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch
out. I've not done it yet. I've probably got at most 800 likes.
That's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
What, in total from all your time on Twitter?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Goodbye.